Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot, she joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, it's wonderful to speak to you, friend.
Wonderful to speak to you guys, too. How you guys doing?
Doing very well, especially considering I'm going to be on your podcast coming up.
Yeah, when are you free?
I haven't been invited whatsoever, and I was just deciding that I would highlight that for the listening audience. Yeah, still not invited to the podcast, and still won't be. Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Mary Kay, now this is a weird thing that the NFL is doing. Some are opening up their facilities to certain office people. Some are keeping them closed. What is the latest you're kind of hearing about some of the players and some of the staff being allowed to come back in? Because there's some players taking it into their own hands, and they're having workouts, including our very own Baker Mayfield.
Well, the Browns are being cautious about opening. They want to make sure that they have their plans finalized and their ducks in a row before they start heading back into the facility. So I would imagine maybe after the holiday weekend, some of them will begin filtering back in there. But when they were allowed to go in on Tuesday, they didn't feel that they were ready to do that just yet. As you mentioned, Baker has taken matters into his own hands, which I do think is great. I actually went to a Camp Colt in Austin, Texas back in 2011. And I really think it's remarkable that Baker is doing this. It seems like plenty of guys took him up on the offer. I think it shows an initiative, especially to some of the new veterans that are coming on board, like a Jack Conklin and Austin Hooper. Unfortunately, like a Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham weren't able to be there, but I still think they're probably very beneficial.
Yeah, Mary Kay, I wanted to ask you about Jarvis because yesterday he tried to deliver a timetable on his ability to get back and at least start working out in football. What did you take away from yesterday's comments from Jarvis?
Well, one of the takeaways was the fact that he feels that he is a little bit ahead of schedule, so I think that's good, and we can kind of see that. I mean, in the past, you couldn't see guys rehabbing. Now we know exactly where they are in their rehab programs, and we have been able to see just how hard he's working and how hard Odell is working. But I think the other takeaway is the fact that he made no promises about exactly when he will be back. The target date was always sometime in August. Yesterday he mentioned, you know, that, hey, it could be July, it could be August, it could be September, but they are still eyeing back on the field in August.
Mary Kay Cabot
is our guest.
Sorry.
I'm talking. Hey, I just want to know, Pete Prisco put out his top 100 NFL players. And did you think this is a slight at all that Jarvis Landry did not make the top 100, yet Odell Beckham, coming off the year that he had, was 64th?
Yeah, I would think that would be a sort of a slight not to have Jarvis in there, especially because, as you mentioned, Jarvis had a more productive season. I think he's got, or at least he did have better chemistry with Baker Mayfield last year. We'll see how that goes this year. But yes, I would put that as a slight.
Anthony, please continue. I'm suitably
take
chasing.
It away, Kenny.
Well,
the reason I ask. No, just the reason I ask is obviously both are trying to come back from, you know, whatever injuries. Jarvis had himself another very solid year, and it's just been very rare. And believe me, Mary Kay, you would know better than anybody. It's very, very rare that an acquisition like Jarvis Landry works out to the extent that it has worked out for the Browns. 2 years, Ken mentioned earlier in the show, has been there, has been available, hasn't missed a game, and has produced. And unfortunately, Odell Beckham in that first year was not able to do it, and he's had injuries the last 3 years. I think maybe the good takeaway from that list is that we still think, or somebody still thinks, that Odell Beckham's ceiling is high enough where he could be in the upper echelon of receivers?
Well, I think, you know, maybe the rationale there is that he had this core muscle surgery and that he should be back to himself this year. He really has been ailing for the past few years. He looks really great in his workouts, what he posted on YouTube. He vows to be bigger, faster, stronger, and to have sort of a career type of season. I think he's really excited to get back to it. The key is going to be, you know, how it goes between him and Baker, because I don't think Baker necessarily felt super comfortable with him last year. I don't think he really had that, you know, that chemistry with him yet, because they weren't able to practice together. So hopefully for those two guys, they will be able to get out on the field together in training camp and try to get some of that down before the season starts.
Is there any chance that we could get a Myles Garrett contract extension before this season begins?
Well, I'm sure the Browns would love to have that. They would like to do that. That's kind of what you try to do in this season. You know, after you pick up those fifth-year options, those guys generally are the ones that you try to get them extended before the next season if you possibly can. But there are, of course, extenuating circumstances right now, you know, with COVID and everything else going on, and a new CBA and just a little bit of uncertainty. So it might not be as easy to get it done before this season as it may have been in the past. However, I'm sure they will try.
Have you heard any rumblings about how many fans they might be able to get into an NFL stadium? Because we just heard from Gene Smith yesterday that they could have 20,000 or as many as 50,000 this coming season down at Ohio State.
You know what? As you know, we talked to J.C. Treader this week on a Zoom call the day before we had Jarvis, and he is the president of the NFLPA, and he, you know, he made it pretty clear that they just don't really know yet. They don't have any of the answers yet, because it has to be agreed upon between the NFL and the medical teams what these players are going to be willing to do. You know, that's a little bit of an overlooked fact sometimes. So I think that, you know, that it's all still up in the air. The players want to know, as Jason put it, it's a contact sport and a contact virus. They're not going out to play golf. They're not going out to play baseball where you can have some social distancing. They're on top of each other on every single play. So there are a lot of things to work out. No one knows where it's going yet.
Well, players did get walked over last time in the negotiations right on the way to 17 games. So I don't know if they're going to be able to put up much of a fight in this situation at all. Sorry, that was my commentary, Mary Kay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, 12 personnel. 12 personnel, you heard a lot about it. I saw statistics yesterday about the teams that use 12 personnel the most, and a lot of them are the teams on an upward trend. Obviously, we know the Browns are going to be one of those teams. I'm just wondering, has Baker Mayfield talked much about being in that type of an offense where it's more play action, it's more bootlegging, it's more scheming wide receivers open, rather than the offenses that he's always been in his whole life, which is go out there and make things happen, Baker?
Well, we actually haven't had a chance to talk to Baker Mayfield yet. I'm hoping that one of these days soon we get that opportunity. But this whole entire offseason, you know, with a new coach, new scheme, virtual offseason program, we really haven't heard from him yet. And, you know, again, that's something that I hope is going to happen maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, because I think the fans would really love to hear from him on all of those topics. As far as the new offense is concerned, I think they really have him reassured and convinced that it will be very beneficial to him, that he will thrive in this offense and produce more than he has in the past, and I think he's really excited about it.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. For Kevin Stefanski, what do you think are some of the challenges? I know that you guys had a chance to talk to him recently, but what are some of the challenges that he has to face where he's a new head football coach, and you're going into a season now where you might not get a whole bunch of practice time, so coaching is going to be that much more important than anything we have talent-wise. We know the Browns have talent, but last year coaching was the issue, and we're hoping that we can not have to hold our breath on coaching being the issue this season.
Well, he's got a lot on his plate right now. He doesn't know any of his players yet, really. I mean, until you actually start coaching them and dealing with them on a daily basis out on the football field, you don't know their moods. You don't know their tendencies. You don't know, you know, what they're going to do in a certain situation on a route. You don't know how Baker's going to react when somebody doesn't come back on a slight adjustment in practice. I mean, there are so many things that he doesn't know yet about this football team. Furthermore, he doesn't know some of those things even about his own staff. Some of these guys Some of these assistants are guys he hasn't even worked with yet. So it's an assembly of, it's a collection of people that he just doesn't really know yet in many cases. And I think that is probably the biggest challenge, is pulling it all together and disseminating all the information and then turning it into a football team and one that has some chemistry, some camaraderie, and can work well together.
He has to be uncomfortable in some way. Doesn't he, Mary Kay? I mean, I know that he can say a lot of things about being confident, and I'm sure he is confident. He's a football coach. They're always going to bet on themselves. But to not be able to go into a building to see them, to test them, to get a feel about looking at a guy in his eyes and figure out what he's about, that's got to be making him a little bit nervous in the back of his mind, isn't it?
Well, in most cases, I would say yes. But there is something about Kevin Stefanski, and I think it is one of the major reasons why he's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns right now. He is very confident. He's self-confident. He's self-assured. And he's very cool, calm, and collected. It seems to me that he has the right personality to get a team, a new football team, through a situation like this. He just is very, very even-keeled. When I talked to Brad Childress about him, that was the number one thing that he mentioned about him, that he's almost unflappable, and that's what he needs to be right now. He seems to be not worrying about things he cannot control, and he's playing the hand that's dealt him, and I think he's doing a very good job of that.
Mary Kay, preseason schedule announced for the Browns and some other teams. I've seen varying reports and commentary on just what these teams are going to be doing, given some of the complications right now for preseason. If you're the Browns, are you getting your guys out there who haven't had a chance to work, or do you think that could be exposing them to the virus? I know it's a tough question because we just don't know where we're going to be in a few months, but what do you think the Browns would be more apt to do?
Well, these are all questions that we are going to be, you know, asking over the next couple of months, how they will handle situations like that. But again, I think the takeaway from J.C. Treader this week was concerned about getting out there and playing. And he brought up a very, very good point, and that is, you know, we think of the eligible population, and certainly they are in COVID-19. But there are plenty of players that have underlying conditions. There are guys with asthma and other situations that have to be, you know, protected during this time. So until everyone has a comfort level with getting out there and playing, absolutely don't know where any of this is going yet and how it's all going to work out and if fans are going to be in the stands. And I mean, they do have time, but they don't have that much time to get these things figured out because there are so many moving parts and so many people involved. It's going to be quite the challenge.
That preseason schedule came out. There's no Detroit Lions on there. No chance to fight for the GLC again. Is Martha Ford avoiding the Cleveland Browns?
You know what? The Great Lakes Classic, you're right. It's a honored tradition, and the barge that, you know, sometimes lives with us there in the media room. I mean, it is sad. No Great Lakes Classic this year.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the hotline. Anthony, I wanted to ask this question before you get in about a couple of other things here. I drew the ire of some Steelers fans because I said that I'd rather, if I'm going to lose a football game, I want to lose to one of the best. I want to lose to Ben Roethlisberger than lose to a guy named Duck. I thought that was one of the worst losses I've ever seen the Browns have last year. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that you would rather see Ben Roethlisberger this year and go up against the best than go up against Duck Hodges? Or do you think I'm just arrogant and silly?
Oh, I'm hoping that Ben comes back and comes back strong. Yes, I want to see Baker Mayfield go out there and battle against Ben Roethlisberger and the best of the best. And as they say, iron sharpens iron. I mean, if you can't beat Ben Roethlisberger, then how are you going to expect to get past some of the best quarterbacks in the playoffs when you get to that point? So I would definitely hope that he's everything that he ever was before. And I just think the AFC North quarterback landscape this year is so exciting, you know, for the players and for the fans. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. Bring it on.
Mary Kay, we saw the story yesterday. Former Bengal receiver Chad Johnson tipped $1,000 to a restaurant that he frequented and did not specify who was supposed to get that $1,000. If you're the server, are you splitting that $1,000 with the rest of the restaurant?
Yeah, I would, and I'm not sure what that server did or will do, but I would think that they would probably do that too. Just, you know, share the wealth there a little bit. That would probably be a cool thing. So we'll have to see how that went.
Lima, was that a sufficient answer for you? I don't think it was for me, but still.
Oh, we will be mulling it over because I imagine that'll be controversial depending on who you are and if you work in hospitality and what your job is. I think could be a little controversial.
Well, I suppose so. Right now, it just seems like it's a time where people are so willing to help each other out. And when there are so many people suffering and struggling, just doing anything anyone can to help each other, I think is probably the way to go.
Mary, thank you for the good times. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Follow her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. Still won't have me on her podcast, but I guess we won't talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.